like, I call our love with each other out of you and me. Like, we have this relationship where when we talk
with each other, even when we just
shut up and listen, like, you could be silent the whole retreat and have made countless new relationships with people just by exposing yourself to the message. I have four and a quarter years clean. My clean day is April 22nd of 2014. This is one of the first retreats I went to, and I was miserable. I camped with my sponsor, and he snored like, and it was, I had to leave early because I couldn't handle it. I was still, it was 6 months clean. I was still not having any sleep, and it was so uncomfortable. I didn't have anything. I was still smoking a pack of cigarettes a day and like drinking coffee all day. I still do that. But I quit smoking. Anyway, this retreat gave me some good memories. Self-acceptance in the pamphlet for me is like, I looked at it and said, it started to use the step work, you know, as like, I'm powerless over me, which is just a percentage of me. There's many other parts of me which I'm learning. It's not just, you know, my defects. There's not just my recovery. There's not just my diet and my well-being. There's not just my family. There's like so many different parts of me that I can't focus on at the same time. So I have to delegate what is that in front of me. Work right is what's in front of me. Self-acceptance is a hit because, like it says in the pamphlet, which is from the readings, that like before we can, and we've heard this before, like before we can accept other people, we have to be able to accept ourselves. And so there goes, but the grace go I, or whatever that phrase is. I remember coming to the meetings and just motherfucking everything and everyone. I was sick, couldn't nothing make me feel better, and nobody had anything to say except just stay around. And I was like, that ain't the answer. But it was the answer. But it wasn't right now. You know, right now went away, and I just became okay with what was. I'm still not okay with things today sometimes, but that's all right, because I can use tools to, like, get through, and it's funny. And, you know, when the process of learning to accept myself, I have to actually be myself to do that. So that's another shovel load on top of the workload, you know, like, who am I, you know? And like, some people come in and they know who they are. I didn't know who I was. You know, I was like 37 years old. My mind is conflicted. My sexuality was a big conflict inside of me. I've worked on honing in on who I am there. I've been single for 6 years, so I know like right now I'm not ready for a relationship. Of course, I mean, if one fell in my lap, I probably would try it, you know? self-acceptance with relating to the whole relationship thing is I got to really be careful because I can hurt somebody if I'm not fit with myself. And I work on it, you know? Just the looking in the mirror and saying, you got this, like every once in a while, just going through and say, you are a bad motherfucker. You're clean. You're doing life on life's terms. You got this. Just don't let the little shit sweat you. And like having that as somewhere to go, you know, like a sanctuary in my mind that I can always like just center myself and like I could pray or talk to another addict. You know, I always like hearing other people praise me. That's nice. You know, I used to be real uncomfortable with compliments, but now I love this shit. And I remember to say thank you when someone says something nice, like under their breath. And then they peer over, like, were you paying attention to what I was saying? So I try to thank everybody that's, like, taking their time out of their day and their self to look at me. And I try to look at others that way, too. Like, when it hurts a little bit to say something to somebody, but I have to say it. I have to say it because I know it means something. I know it might resonate with them. And, you know, I'd rather somebody think about what I said later like I do with them and then have a like a positive effect or a change in them, because I'll go through days of just chaos and then at night doing a 10 step type activity, you know, going over a review of my day, and I'll remember look things that people did or said that are like, you know, that were helpful to my recovery, that were spiritual in nature and just praise, they could praise, you know, I like getting praised. What else is in there? It said something about step work, but I'm not real keen on like how I was going to say that. I know that it related, like, how you feel about yourself is essential before going to step one, because we have to realize that our relationship with ourselves is important. To accept ourselves, we have to admit we're powerless. So that, I think that's it. I'm paraphrasing. And then step two and step three go right in line with that. And I'm sure all of the steps have dependency on self-acceptance, among other spiritual principles. But I don't know. I feel like if I keep going on self-acceptance, I'll be beating a dead horse. But that's about all I had to say on that. I wanted to be brief. Because I wasn't prepared, even though I tried to be prepared, and I know that I could sit here and talk about me for a really long time, but I mean, I'll share for a few minutes on where I'm at in life, right, and then I'll just shut up. things in my life have come from me doing the footwork in them. Staying clean is the foundation of what, like, brings everything else. I have close-knit relationships with a lot of people in recovery. I don't really have friends that aren't in the rooms, associates, or maybe classmates, and family, of course, which is another gift. I have family. And material things, you know, I have some of those too. I'm not in a state, like, I was listening to some speakers this weekend talk about, like, at their lowest point, and I remember, like, being homeless and, like, trying to get another hit, another fix, another anything, and, like, having to be through that chaos to now, and I just look at it like, man, I'm so far removed from that. That in itself is serene. That's my serenity, you know. That's what put me to sleep last night, because it was wild around the campfire, and I was having a good time, and it was pushing 1-2 o'clock, and I just, you know, I'm like, I gotta calm down. So I just went in my tent, and like I just was saying, like, talking to God, and then, you know, taking deep breaths, and like that shit worked. It's like a drug. Mm-hmm. I went from being like over the top hyperactive to just being ready to sleep, and I don't think that's a coincidence, because that shit never, especially at 6 months, like I was talking about earlier, I never had, sleep was the enemy, and I didn't get any of it, you know. But I woke up today, and like I immediately jumped into like being thankful and grateful, and like that's not always the case. I try to make it the case. You know, I try to make it the case where in the morning I take time to, like, respond to texts. I'm lucky enough to have about a handful of people that text me every day, and they encourage my recovery and encourage a positive life. And, you know, it's like we're keeping tabs on each other. This is something that, like, if I was in my active addiction, I'd be like, why are you sweating me? But, like, now I look forward to it, and I make an attempt and an effort to reach out and get in contact with other addicts, which I know is an essential part of recovering. I don't know. I guess to summarize self-acceptance, I'll say that it took a long time for me personally to be okay with parts of me. I'm still not always okay with me, but some of the parts that I'm not okay with, I've become willing to accept. And some of the parts I don't understand, I've become willing to take suggestions on, which is the process. I wasn't like overnight okay with myself, but I'm getting better. And the only way that I can do that is to get out and get involved, you know, and like do things like when someone says, hey, can you speak here? And I'm like, okay. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know if it's going to come out right or wrong, or it's going to, I just pray that somebody got something out of what I said, and that I could maybe hear something too. And that's all I have. Thank you.